Operation Market Harbour now in its fourth year as OMH. Just some crazy event, but sprung up revolving military vehicles and reenactment. Now this year has become, or is becoming, one of the biggest in Europe. It's never been so big. We are bringing in about 75 to 80 tanks and track vehicles, 60 reenactment groups, trade, etc., etc. So nice and loud explosions and stuff like that.
What do you think makes the event so successful?
Well, that's a good question. I think, to be fair, and going to other events of its type, there are obviously others around the UK, but we are have a relaxed, friendly atmosphere. It's family friendly. We get people from all ages coming, but we have a nice, chilled out, relaxed atmosphere where everybody can see and learn about history of military, etc.
And how many people are you expecting from previous events?
Expectation this year is footfall over 2 days of 10,000 people to attend, which will be the biggest, say, the most ever attendance, and looking good. About approximately 40 tanks and variants of tanks, including some extremely rare special vehicles. We do have the Sherman Jumbo coming in from Belgium, and that is one of only 9 in the world. In fact, it's the only running Sherman Jumbo in Europe. We also have a very special vehicle coming from the Wheel Foundation, which is known as the Jagdpanzer. So it's a World War II German tank buster.
Brilliant. Wow. And the event seems to attract all ages as well.
All ages and people from all over the world. I think last year the furthest travelled was literally from New Zealand. I know that we do have people flying in from America and Canada, plus other parts of Europe and the world coming to the event. Yeah, so it's a big showcase for the people of Market Harbour as well, that people from all around the world are being brought to this this lovely little town.
I know a lot of work has to go into organising it. What makes you want to keep doing it?
That, again, is an extremely good question, especially the way I feel at the moment and the way I'm, how tired I'm going to be actually during the start-up and the build-up of the event. I think it's just a passion, to be fair. I work at Armageddon. I work with military vehicles on a daily basis. So it's just a passion for that sort of type of thing. It's really interesting to see historical vehicles still running and still being used. So it's great to see them physically in action, yes, yeah.
Do you support a couple of charities or some charities as well?
We do. We have support for the Royal British Legion, SAFA, Macmillan, Cancer. We also have in the local air cadets, we support those. So various charities will have stalls and we give donations to charities as well. I think last year we raised about £7,000 for charity alone, yeah. Yeah, it's nice to give back, especially to say local charities plus obviously national charities as well, yeah.